There's a man going around taking names. And he
decides. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store, download our app. And that's especially important as we go into darker weather. Why is that? Well, believe it or not, if you're getting the signal AM on 1580, an AM signal is affected when the sun goes down. It's not going to be as strong or as distant, and you will absolutely want the app. You really will want the app. It's 92.7 FM. It's the FM stations that's not affected by the dark, but you still want the app. Take the app with you on your phone, wherever you go. Listen to your favorite station, favorite shows. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. We put it on there because you asked for it. Basically, you said, you know, there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts go out all the time around the state, sticking up for Trump, saying he's fine, we want him as president again, saying that the election was rigged, attacking our democracy. Devil Radio is the one strong voice. There are others, of course, who disagree with that, but the one strong voice. You'll not hear it in plainer terms from any other radio station than this one. And keeping us on the air, we're doing well. We're very glad about that. But the point of the matter is you can always get the support of your listeners. So click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. I'm going to talk about an issue now that's, I would say, as or more important to our democracy than even the disputes over voting, believe it or not. And bear with me and listen very carefully, because this is not a scare tactic and this is not a joke. For 60 years in the United States, after a very famous Supreme Court opinion called New York Times versus Sullivan, back almost 60 years ago, you and I can criticize politicians and the government without fear of being sued for libel. Okay? I just said on this show, and I say every time, Trump is a criminal and a thief. Putin is a criminal and a murderer. Somebody's with QAnon. They're right-wing nuts. They're criminals. They should be in jail and all of that. If it weren't for the Supreme Court precedent, I would be sued for libel every day. And then I would have to come up with attorney's fees. And the rates would be anywhere from $300 to $800 an hour. And I couldn't afford that, and neither could you. So people would not criticize the government. Now, is there a place where that occurs? Yeah, England, the UK. The UK does not have that protection. Anybody, they can be the prime minister. They can be your member of parliament. They can be anybody. If you say something bad about them, they can sue you for libel if they want to. You have to come up with attorney's fees. And so therefore, there's not as much public criticism over there. And frankly, there's a lot worse government. Two people that have really taken advantage of that are Vladimir Putin and Chainsaw Charlie, Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. And what do I mean by that? If I said in England that Putin was a murderer and a thief, he would sue me for libel. I'd have to hire a very expensive lawyer. I'd have to prove he was not a murderer and a thief. He'd just sit there and say, I'm not going to put on any proof. Show me why I'm a murderer and a thief. And obviously, we know it from various reports. A lot of it's hearsay. So people don't, believe it or not, accuse Putin of being a murderer and a thief and running organized crime in Russia. They don't do that in merry old England. Cambridge University, one of the elite universities in the world, refused to publish a book that outlined how connected Putin was to organized crime. So it was published in the United States, and he can't sue over here because of New York Times versus Sullivan. Chainsaw Charlie and the Saudi Arabians, If they say, well, you murdered Khashoggi, you were behind it. You murdered Khashoggi, the Saudi embassy in Istanbul. They'd sue him for libel over there. And they'd have to prove that he had done it or been behind it. And they wouldn't let him take depositions or anything else. Here, I call him Chainsaw Charlie. And in an especially nasty twist, some people say that they took the chainsaw to Khashoggi while he was still alive. Cut his legs off until he died of shock. And I mean, it's very nasty stuff, people who say this. You know, when the Saudi military recruit shot our sailors. Remember that in Florida a couple of years ago? Said we shouldn't let them in the country anymore. Why are we giving any visas in Saudi Arabia after 9/11? Their consuls were behind 9/11. This is the United States. You don't say stuff like that in merry old England. That's why they have a more regressive political structure. Well, they have a king and a queen and all that. And I don't want to live anywhere else but the USA. Period, end of story. Now, this is under attack, and I want you to pay attention to this. There are two Supreme Court justices, Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas, both Republicans, who are advocating repealing New York Times versus Sullivan and going the English route. Going the English route. There won't be a devil radio, I'll tell you that. Or if you do criticize the government, like on the voting thing, you'll say there, I say there are a bunch of donors behind this. They want to shut down our democracy. They want to make the presidential election a beauty contest and have a secret cabal of hacks and criminals pick our president. If you said that under the English system, you'd be sued for libel, and this station cannot afford those legal fees. And yet Clarence Thomas and Neil Gorsuch want that. Then what you would have would be these very, very milquetoast kind of radio stations that would go, well, there are some changes in the election laws coming up. Some are concerned about it. Some are not concerned about it. Have to wait and see. That's the extent of what you get. All right. Hey, this is America. This is not somewhere else. This is America. A fellow named Floyd Abrams, who is the lawyer that argued New York Times versus Sullivan and won it, put an op-ed, national media, the other day, warning about this. You may want to Google it, Floyd Abrams, about the First Amendment, New York Times versus Sullivan. We do not want the English system of libel. It got so extreme that we had an author, a popular author, whose book was sued, was published in England as well as everywhere else, and she got sued for libel. And now this is a novel, and it also affected public figures. So she said, well, I'm not even gonna go over there and defend it. This is ridiculous, I don't have the money to do it. And they entered a large judgment against her, and it came over here to be executed. And you know, they send the judgment over under our treaty, and it's gonna be a lien against her house and garnish her bank account. Our court said, no, we will not recognize or enforce any judgment against an American in this country from a country that doesn't have First Amendment protections like ours. And you know how many are like that? One, that's us. And they didn't enforce it. The first thing Gorsuch and Thomas would do is overturn that case. That would mean even if you don't publish your book overseas, or even if you don't publish in a newspaper overseas a comment, if it gets picked up, they'll sue you over there. And it's extra expensive to defend a libel suit in Europe. God forbid, how about the Middle East or Africa or Russia? Just as a way to get your assets and shut you down. Putin would go into the libel plaintiff business all over the world. This seems very trivial in a way. You are so used to your freedom. You are so used to going down to a polling station and having Mabel or Agnes smile at you and give you your card, and everybody has a, you know, very, very nice. Pretty soon you're going to see gaymen and gorillas, and you're going to be harassed at the polls, not directly or personally, but turned away perhaps. But the day will come if more Republicans get on the Supreme Court, when Gorsuch and Thomas and some of the others, and Alito and Roberts and Kavanaugh and Amy Comey Barrett haven't weighed in on this. My own view, having looked at some of their work, is that Roberts would never go along with this. And as long as we have three Democrats, it would take one other. I do not think that Kavanaugh or Amy Comey Barrett would go along with reversing New York Times versus Sullivan. But they're not going to be there forever, and I could be wrong. So just be very much in mind, if this continues, your ability to speak out against office holders, politicians, candidates will go on the English model. And you better be very careful what you say, even if you know it to be true, and even if everybody else has said it is true. If you say it and they sue you, you have to prove it's true. And even if you win the case, you'll be into $50,000 or $100,000 of legal fees. That's, seriously, that is how bad it has become. Okay, well, the pressure is mounting on the United States. I think Biden is going to have to put the hammer down on sanctions a lot more against Russia and also against China. Russian and Chinese warships, 10 of them, just completed almost a circle around Japan's main island. There they go. The Ruskies and the Chaikoms, 10 warships going around Japan. Technically in international waters, about 500 feet outside of their territorial waters, try to scare them. What that's having the effect of doing is driving Japan basically to become more militaristic. I don't want that either. The last time they did that, they bombed Pearl Harbor. I don't want that at all. But the point is, you cannot treat Russia and China as normal countries. You can't trust them. You can't believe them. And they think that they can take their crummy, rusty ships and do that. Remember the aircraft carrier in the Mediterranean of Russia? We had to give it fresh water. Our Navy gave it fresh water because it couldn't figure out how to make it. And when they bombed Syria, they went up alongside the pier, unloaded the planes, and took off from there. They can't launch a plane off their aircraft carrier. China has one aircraft carrier. It's a crooked economy, communist economy. The metal they use in their ships is no good. But these people have to be stood up to. They've got to be stood up to. And it's got to be very, very clear that we are the ones that are going to do it. We're going to defend our allies in the Pacific. On a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pounds.